Hi, Mr. Hoffa. Ann Compton, one of the ABC News Network White House correspondents. Good morning. Thanks for doing this.
Good morning.
Boy, you really kicked a hornet's nest, didn't you, yesterday?
Well, I'm giving vent to the frustration of working Americans saying that there's a war on workers and we're getting sick and tired of it. Let's go to the polls and change America.
Why do you call it a war with the Tea Party? Shock effect?
Well, it's absolutely a war, and they declared war on us. We didn't declare war on them. They're the ones that introduced right to work in 14 states, that went after public employees, bargaining rights in both Wisconsin and Ohio, and we're fighting them across the board, and they basically want to roll the clock back to about 1900.
When you talk about this kind of war, somebody asked me today, are you intending to kind of incite to violence with the run-them-out language you used?
No, the language I used was, if you play the whole tape, was that there is an election coming. Everybody here has a vote, and we will address this issue at the ballot box in November of 12.
President Obama has been appealing for cooperation, especially with the Republican leadership in the House. Does your kind of rhetoric help his cause, especially when he's to give the big speech to Congress on Thursday?
Well, I think it does, and I'll tell you why, because look what happened with regard to the debt ceiling issue. He basically was stonewalled by them. You cannot be reasonable with unreasonable people. He put forth very reasonable programs and ideas of how basically we can raise the debt ceiling and was rejected by the Tea Party and the people in the Tea Party who are in Congress. So I think that type of issue isn't working. So perhaps we have to use, eventually this is going to come down to a Democratic process and come down to the vote that we all have to make.
Good point. Now, the Tea Party wants deficit under control, wants less government spending. Is that in itself anti-worker?
Well, what it is, basically, they want to balance the budget on the back of working Americans. They don't want to have more revenue from the billionaires and the trillionaires. They don't want the hedge fund persons to pay what my members pay, maybe 30% in taxes. They don't want to go back to the Clinton-era tax code, which was very fair to everybody, and there were a lot of millionaires and billionaires back during the Clinton era, and I think we need more revenue. If you're going to balance the budget, I think there can be cuts on one side, but we need more revenue on the other. I think that's a very reasonable approach to the problem of deficits.
Back to the election. Where is union labor money going in the 2012 election? By some accounts, donations to the Democrats are way down at this point in 2011.
Well, we have to see where we're going, and we basically do this on each congressional seat, whether it's in the U.S. House or whether it's in the U.S. Senate, and we have to do it on a district-by-district, state-by-state basis. We'll look at it, and we will find workers that support the middle class, support fairness in the tax code, that support the right of unions to exist in this country, which the Tea Party does not.
And President Obama can count on solid Teamster and organized labor support in 2012?
Well, the way this is shaping up, we could have Sarah Palin running, or we could have Michelle Bachmann. Those people are anti-worker, anti-middle class, and that's going to make the decision easy. We're going to have to see what happens here, but it certainly looks like we're going to be backing a Democratic candidate if we get an extremely right-wing candidate, which I think we will.
And do you think that President Obama can or will get tougher with the Republicans, as some other leaders have suggested?
Well, I would hope so, because so far he has been very reasonable in his efforts, and I know that he was disappointed in what happened with regard to the deficit debate we just went through and the raising the debt ceiling, and I think that we're going to have to see how he addresses the issue. We have to see what he says this Thursday, and then move from there.
It does not sound like he has your full confidence.
Well, I have. I think he's a great president, but he's under very difficult times. He's doing this during the worst economy in 80 years. He did not create this crash that happened during the Bush era, and the country hasn't pulled out of the crash yet. And the answer is he's dealing with a very difficult economy, and he's putting forth ideas, but he needs cooperation in Washington for us to solve these problems.
And that brings us back around to your comments yesterday. Are your comments yesterday the way to win cooperation in Washington?
Absolutely. I think I'm venting the frustration we feel that we have had war declared on us by the Tea Party, and we will address that at the ballot box.
Mr. Hoffa, thanks so much. I appreciate you taking the time for it and for all of these interviews. Thank you, sir.